Welcome back to Protest Anthems, the podcast about all things music, social justice, and protest. In this episode, we will hear Lily talking about Green Day's 2004 hit single American Idiot and the cultural implications the song has in terms of the emotions in the United States post 9/11 during the Bush administration. We will also hear about how Green Day uses the punk genre to become the voice of the underrepresented in times of political turmoil.
Then I looked up, and all of a sudden, it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center.
Within the span of 18 minutes, two separate planes crashing into the World Trade Center.
And we're just now getting word again from the Associated Press now saying that the crash of these two aircraft into the towers of the World Trade Center in New York appear to be an act of terrorism.
Our way of life, our very freedom, came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
The American people can know that every measure has been taken to avoid war, and every measure will be taken to win it.
Boots on the ground. That's what America's military needed for victory in Iraq.
In comes Green Day, an American punk rock band from the Bay Area consisting of lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong, bassist Mike Dirnt, and drummer Trey Cool. With their breakout hit album Dookie, Green Day rose to success in the early 1990s. Their following three albums were not as successful, and in the early 2000s, Green Day took a brief break to sort out their lives. After nearly breaking up, the band came back together to write a new album. They began to reflect on the state of the country, and Armstrong started writing lyrics. In multiple interviews, Armstrong cites his anger towards the culture of the country at the time, referencing hearing Lynyrd Skynyrd's That's How I Like It come on the radio in his car as the tipping point to starting writing. When speaking to NPR's Terry Gross, Armstrong shared his emotions during the time of the Bush presidency.
I think I felt a sense of empowerment in the beginning, right after 9/11, and then watching sort of the tanks going into Iraq, and everything sort of, you know, these embedded journalists, going in, live. It felt like a cross between war and reality television. So I just felt this like great sort of confusion, and I was like, someone needs to say something. I don't really know, I don't know how it's going to come out, but whatever it has to be, it's got to be something very bold and get someone's attention immediately. Just as, because if you're so distracted, by what's going on and on television, you're just watching it. It's like in reality, what you're doing is you're sitting there on the couch and just sort of seeing the world unfold and explode and lives being lost right in front of your very eyes. So for me, it was just I kind of felt this moment of it was like rage and patriotism, I guess you want to call it that. And I just wanted to write something that was, it just felt very natural. That song wrote itself in probably 30 seconds.
Punk is the brother of the rock and grunge genres. It takes certain elements of both to create revolutionary music. Talking about taking a stand against corporate powers, corruption, and discrimination, punk says things that everybody else is too afraid to say. The album American Idiot was written as a punk rock opera, which is an album of songs that are written as a story. It was later adapted into a Broadway musical of the same name in 2008. The story follows the journey of three young American men struggling to find their meaning in life living in a post-9/11 world. Much like the band members of Green Day, the main characters struggle with personal issues like drugs and relationships. The show took a theatrical turn on a traditional punk album, but kept the same emotion and anger that was written into the original. Even the songs were adapted to support a multiple-part harmony and arranged in a way that evokes an emotional connection with the audience. Here's a clip of a performance from the Broadway cast of American Idiot at the 2010 Tony Awards. In 2019, Green Day went on the Howard Stern Show for an interview and to perform a few songs. Among them was, of course, American Idiot. This performance was a bit different. The band, now nearly 20 years older than the original recording, changed up the lyrics.
Well, maybe I'm the faggot, America. I'm not a part of a MAGA agenda. Everybody do the propaganda and sing along to the age of paranoia. I'm too angry, got attention. I cry, see heavy admission. Everything is meant to be okay.
Instead of singing, I'm not a part of a redneck agenda, Armstrong changes the lyrics to, I'm not a part of the MAGA agenda. This is in reference to his popularly known opposition to Donald Trump and his slogan, Make America Great Again. The anger of this song is seemingly timeless, almost two decades later, as a simple word change can make this song feel more relatable than ever. With different struggles than the wars of the early 2000s and 9/11, the United States had a similar amount of stress and disagreements in 2016 in regard to the actions of the former president. Billy Joe Armstrong once again used his voice in the song American Idiot to be an advocate for those who felt underrepresented in the country and in the media. American Idiot will forever be the song to represent the underrepresented voices of American history because it gives power to the feeling of being different.
Controlled by the media, information age of hysteria. It's calling out to idiot America. One, two, three, call attention.